Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Today's topic is about Shop with a Cop, the annual golf outing that supports so many young people in Westmoreland County. And joining me today is one of my favorite guests, State Trooper Steve Lamani, who's been organizing this event for many, many years. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thanks. And I want to say, like, well, you said one of your favorite guests. How do I get to be the favorite?
You are my
How do
favorite.
I get to be the favorite?
Well, you meet me outside on a bright and sunny day at this beautiful golf course.
I can't wait.
And this beautiful golf course has been the home to Shop with a Cop for many years. So why don't you brag about this place a little bit and
Well,
what they've done for you?
yeah, Champion Lakes is nothing but spectacular. The staff there, they treat you great just from the moment that you get there till the time you leave. I would recommend anybody that ever thought about taking a little trip to go golfing because it's a little bit out of the way, but it's well worth the trip. And the place is very well manicured, excellently taken care of. And the staff is really second to none. And they've been the host for our golf outing now, and we're going to be heading into our 16th year. And I cannot wait.
16 years. It's hard to believe you've been doing it this long. This was an idea that you had when you first came to Greensburg. You were a trooper before, a few years before you came to Greensburg, and then you took on the role of really a communications officer, correct?
So like the verbiage you use is the same stuff that my children use. My dad used to be a police officer, right? As I walk in and I'm in full regalia, right? And I believe it or not, I mean, I still have all the equipment. I could still arrest somebody. I try and explain that to my kids, but yes, no, yes, I was a quote unquote trooper on the road. I did that for 11 years, and then I was very fortunate that they chose me to be the public relations officer for the state police, and I cover the Green Westmoreland County, basically for the most part, a little small section, southern part I don't cover, and then I have Somerset, Indiana, Evansburg, in the Kiski Valley stations. Those are my stations for whenever we have some type of horrific type of incident. And I think the part about being on the road helped transform me to realize that there's a sometimes you can't help the adults as much as you'd want to, but those children that are being stuck into those relationships with their parents or other people where they just are a victim of crime or unfortunate circumstance. And I wanted to find a way to reach that section of the population that's just basically watching us do our job and being told we're the boogeyman, for lack of better terms. And it's been great. We've been able to reach out. It started off where we were spending $50 and had no money to really take kids shopping. And that's mushroom now, where we've actually opened up and expanded to over $100,000 we're spending a year just at Christmas time. And then when it comes to, we opened up to a prom event where we've been taking kids to the prom the last 2 years. And we're putting kids that can't afford to be dressed appropriately or feel good about themselves and putting them in dresses and suits. So that they can feel confident when they're at the prom and feel like they're the best version of themselves, and then using that suit for a later day, for maybe for a job interview, which is what we talk to them about. So, I've been very fortunate. I've been blessed. I'm closing in on the end, right? So I got 27 years of putting on this clip-on tie, and I think that we're probably headed towards the end. But I'm working on some things, and I got a surprise for you that I didn't tell you about that. Is going on with Shop with a Cop so that it goes on when I am no longer wearing this uniform or even on this earth, right? So I've been working hard to make that happen, and I think I found a way. We'll see if I fall flat on my face, but I hope not.
Well, tell us about it.
All right, so so there was a little bit of money that I had left over for Shop with a Cop, and I saw a fundraiser happen, and I saw how successful that fundraiser was, and I'm like, boy, I wonder if I could pull that off. And literally, as we are having this conversation, I had a phone call on my way here from the guy that is driving the Corvette, not driving the Corvette, towing the Corvette back from New Jersey that Shop with a Cop bought. And I'm going to raffle off that ticket, and I'm going to have a 4-digit ticket. There's 10,000 variations of the 4-digit number. I'm going to put two numbers on a ticket. I'm going to do it for $100. And that'll be 5,000 tickets at $100. That's $500,000. And the Corvette is going to be, we're going to make it so that that Corvette, you're not paying the transfer tax, right? That's a part of the winnings. You're not paying an insurance. I'm going to find out what an insurance policy costs for the average person. And there's some goodies that I've teamed up with. It's called Horsepower Obsessed and Blackout Tinning. And they've reached out to some of their base of customers that are going to help out and give quote unquote like goodies that I guess most people accessorize on these vehicles. So I'm going to have all of that on a raffle ticket, and it's going to go off on Christmas Day. So I feel like it's like your stocking stuffer. If you have a chance to buy a ticket and you could put it in the stocking, and somebody on Christmas Day is going to win a Corvette, and then the remainder of the proceeds will go to shop with the cop. So I got my fingers crossed that I didn't break the bank and make shop with the cop bankrupt, but I can't keep running. I can't. I don't have I, when I'm no longer a trooper, I don't know how much I could keep running the events, and I'm afraid that there's just not really a one person to carry the torch the rest of the way. And if I could just sell this ticket and then gather the data from the people, like emails and text messages, that I can just maybe every year just start pushing the ticket out, and then having that extra cash and try and develop a little bit of a nest egg so that this our community in southwestern PA will have shop of the cop forever.
So you're thinking that you're going to basically endow this. You'll put that $500,000 into an endowment and collect the interest every year, and then the interest will pay to take the kids shopping every year.
You obviously are well versed at these types of things, and that's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to learn from people like yourself that have an educational background, and how do you make something go on in perpetuity? And the one thing I know is I'm not going to go on in perpetuity, right? So, and when I'm no longer on the earth, I would love for Shop with a Cop to be able to be available for the children that still live in southwestern PA. And so that's the only way I could figure it for this to go on forever. I mean, as much as I love this golf outing, we're going to have a blast at the golf outing, and we're going to, celebrate like it's going to go on forever. I know it. I know there's a good chance that it possibly can't do that. So, but I'm looking forward to it. So if you're out there and you're listening, I'm going to have a ticket that we're going to sell to be a small games of chance. I have to keep it under a certain price point, which is at 150,000. So that's what we're working on doing to make sure that I'm following all the guidelines. The quote unquote goodies are the things I'm going to get for free, but I really want somebody to get the car, and like they don't pay a thing, right? Like that ticket covers everything, right? So they get the car, the transfer tax. It's not like, oh yeah, you got this lease of a car, or you got this. No, right? You got the car. I'll probably have some type of a cash payout that I'll have as well, just in case somebody's too worried about trying to sell it themselves. But I want them to have the car. It's just free and clear.
I mean, I think it's genius. Now, how much do you usually raise with the golf outing?
So the golf outing is going to make about $40,000. So I'm very fortunate that we raise that much. Most golf outings don't make that type of cash. Our sponsors are incredible. The people that volunteer to work this golf outing, I mean, it's amazing. The golf course, I'm not going to lie to you, they're pretty good at when it comes to the cost and how they take care of us. So we're very fortunate when it comes to that. So when you talk about the other events that we have in the spring, we've been having a gala, and that's been run by the Second Half Coach Group. Goal Magazine, spectacular. They raised like over $20,000 this past year. We have an ugly sweater party that we're going to have in the wintertime. That's going to raise about $30,000, right? So that gets us to about our $90,000 mark. And then those yard signs, that was our gold mine that we hit during COVID. It was very fortunate because without those, we
And
would
they
have failed.
say,
They say, I supported a child for Shop at the Cop. And we have a different little caricature on it every year.
and they're
And
about
they're
$75,
150 bucks,
$150.
150 bucks. So that's what takes the kid shopping. So, and we sell those signs, and those signs make up the difference. So we've been very fortunate, but we have a tighter operating expense. So let's say we're making 20 extra thousand dollars a year. I basically put all that money, and I'm gambling it a little bit on, I'm gambling it on Shop with the Cop and the followers of Shop with the Cop. But they've been there for us from day one. And when we were struck with COVID and we were looking at not being able to survive, we sold 500 yard signs when people were probably struggling to do it, and they did it for us. And I'm hoping that they rally again for the ticket
I think so. $100 ticket, you
a
said.
hundred dollar ticket.
I think so. And as someone who runs a foundation, I think this is genius because with a $500,000 investment, depending on what your interest rate is and what your drawdown, I mean, you're looking at an automatic $20,000 a year to take kids shopping. So
Correct.
that's amazing, right? With no work and even with no further investment, assuming the markets stay the way they
Correct.
are, I mean, you can't beat that. It's just that you have to build. And I think your problem, like you said, over the years is how do you build a reserve when there's so many kids in need, right? That's your problem. That's where it's been.
It's exactly the problem, right? Because I don't want to turn a child away, and then I'm looking at trying to save money in the meantime. But I feel like the Corvette. So the what I've talked, I talked to the people that ran the last, like their fundraiser. So their retention rate is about 60% of the people, right, that sell the tickets. So if I sell 5,000 tickets and I retain 60%, you're talking about I have 3,000 people that are going to rebuy the next year. So then I have to only sell 2,000 more tickets, right? So then if I sell those 2,000 tickets, now I have 7,000. I captured 7,000 people's email and text messages. If I retain that for 60%, now I have my 5,000 again. And I'm roughly, I have my 5,000 going on into perpetuity so that anybody that takes over my job, if they're willing to do it, all they got to do
Sell tickets.
is sell the, we'll push the email out. Because the email will sell the tickets because you have all, you've captured all their information. You put the car, you get the car. I've partnered with people and I, you know, I'm old, so I've partnered with people that are a lot younger than me. They're younger than me. They're
So you're
successful in
thinking
business.
future. You're thinking future
I
oriented
am
too.
thinking future
And
oriented.
you work with the Community Foundation of Westmoreland County, right?
Yes,
They're the
yes.
ones who help you with the finances and the reserves and building a potential endowment fund.
Yes, that's exactly who I've been working with, and I've had a long partnership with them. They've helped me, you know, obviously gain nonprofit status, and then walk me through all the loopholes. There's a lot of loopholes, and there's things I don't know about. I'm a police officer, right? I could arrest. Well, as far as my family can believe, I could still arrest people at any point in time. You know, I know how to do all that stuff. I'm pretty good at doing that. You know, if I want to brag about myself, but I'm pretty good at arresting somebody, and I know nothing about this. So it's been an educational
I think you're
experience.
learning, but I think you have the it's a strategy. It's a long-term play for what you've been doing. I mean, 16 years, you don't know too many golf outings that go along that way. And you started with a golf outing and then you ended up adding all these other events. And I don't think people realize you're constantly in event planning mode, constantly
Yes.
asking people for donations and money and
Yes.
support. And it can be a lot. So it might be nice once in a while just to ask once a year for buy a
Exactly.
couple tickets and let's call it a day.
Right. And that's where I'm at. You know, my and the base that support us, they don't go anywhere. They rally to the cause. They're always there to help us. You know, I can't thank them enough. They know who they are when they hear this on the radio. They know, and they're the most amazing human beings that walk this earth. And I'm just fortunate to know them and to call, you know, most of them friends, you know, beyond an acquaintance. So I can't thank them enough, and I'm hoping that I stop bothering them, like you said, for every single event, every single tea
I don't
sponsor.
think it's bothering. It's
Well,
just that, you're asking for help.
I do ask for a lot, and I ask for a lot of help. Let's be honest, right? You know, because you get it from me firsthand. But I can't thank you enough for doing it. And just think, you won't have to worry about me only be bothering you for a ticket, right? I'll only be following around, holy cannoli, with ticket sales. So if you spend $100 on a ticket, you get a meatball.
There you go. You're perfect. You're all set with that. But the golf outing is still on, at least for this year. What's the
Yes.
date this year?
Yeah. So we are the Monday after Labor Day every year. Monday, Labor Day happens to fall on the very first day of September. So we're going to be the 8th.
Oh, good. So
Yep.
nice and early this year, which
Yep.
is good.
Yes. Nice and early. We've been, if you, I'm, I, now I'm really putting myself on a limb. We've had one day of rain,
I
one
remember it.
day of rain, right, in 16 years. So if you want to plan something exciting to do,
Do it on
I'm telling you,
the Monday after
the
Labor Day
Monday
is
after Labor
exciting.
Day is the day to do it. And if I was listening, I'd be like, well, why wouldn't I want to be golfing
Of course.
up at Champion Lakes and supporting a great cause? So,
Think I was there all but one. I think it was the year that it rained when you texted everybody and said, stay home or come pick up your food. It's a wash out.
yes, there was nothing. And I laid in bed. So I sleep up at Champion Lakes the night before because I get the golf course already. And I'm literally laying there, unable to sleep, just listening to the rain pelt the roof and hit it in the sides of the window. And I'm looking outside. And I'm just watching like the river running through the parking lot. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I have so much food, filet mignons for 200 and some people. I'm like, this is bad. This is bad. I'm not going to make any money. And about 25% of the people had paid in advance. So like I didn't have, and you know what the crazy thing was?
Nobody asked for their money.
No, the 25 people that paid in advance, they got people, and the people that said they were going to pay that didn't pay, half them paid me. Half them paid me. And then literally would show up, put a thing in to get a basket. They had lunch and they left and they came up to pay. They literally drove up to pay, and I couldn't believe it.
Well, geez, you know it's not about the golfing or food. It's about the kids. I
It
would hope that they would do that.
is, but they drove. I mean, it's not. I mean, they were driving like 45 minutes one way just to go up to pay me the money, and I'm like, I feel awful. I'm like, you didn't get a chance to golf. They're like, that's okay. We were going to come up here. We booked the day off. We came up here. We're going to come up, eat lunch, and thank you very much. I appreciate you.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about the golf outing and how you can get involved. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Well, welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, here with, I stand corrected, my favorite guest,
Hey.
State Trooper Steve Lamonte. 16 years doing the Shop with a Cop program. So I just want to explain that Shop with a Cop really was your brainchild. As you said, you were out and about working with adults, many of which who were in trouble with the law or had some kind of interaction with the law that you couldn't really assist. But it was the children, sort of the peripheral victim, right? The that halo effect
Yeah.
that happens when their parents or, you know, the adults in their lives are impacted by the law. And we've seen this time and time again that their interactions with the law can shape their feelings about police for their entire lives.
1,000,000%. And it's amazing. And I try and tell the young guys and girls at the barracks, like, you're going to have an interaction with 20 people during the course of the day. You might remember one of them. I could tell you those 20 people, they all remember their interaction. And that's the difference. And those children that you're running across and you're meeting them at elementary school age, middle school age, they're not going to forget that interaction. So if you make it or try to make it a positive interaction, even while there's a negative thing going on, so you can pull them aside during a domestic and have a conversation with them. You know, there's a crash. You can try and talk to them. Now we've given them the opportunity with a business card that says, hey, listen, this is a mess. Unfortunately, I had to meet you under these circumstances. But hey, what do you say we get together at Christmas time and we'll go shopping, right? And so now you're able to take a negative, try and make it a positive as best you can, considering the situation, and then reach out to the child at a later date. And now you get to have fun with them, right? We take them shopping. And sometimes, not sometimes, all the time. It's not about the gift. It's about the time. Same thing when you meet your friends to go get something to eat, right? It's not the food necessarily. It's more about the interaction, the time you spend with your friend. The food is just the thing that you guys are meeting over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing. That's what we try and look at the gifts for the shopping program. And most of these kids end up buying something for somebody else. And that's an amazing part about the whole process. So it's really trying to warp the relationship and bridge the gap between the community of the kids. And then they carry that through them as an adult. Hey, I was a kid and I became an adult and I was a part of the Shop with a Cop program. The cops were good to me.
Well, and I mean, I also think it can shape their interactions with police officers in the future, too.
Yes,
you know,
forever.
And how they follow the law and how they interact with law enforcement. And it could be even, you know, result in a better safety issue for police officers, you know, later on in life. It has a lot of tentacles, a lot of ramifications there. So you say, OK, we're going to hand out this card. We're going to take you shopping at Christmas time. But your biggest partner in this really is Walmart. I mean, you have to talk about Walmart. We
yes.
can't not talk about Walmart.
Yeah. So right in the very beginning, the market manager, her name was Marcy Slonaker. She oversaw a multitude of Walmarts, just so happened to be in the area that I also serve. And I got tangled up with Marcy, and Roger was the person that oversaw the Walmart in Latrobe. Talked to him. He really could only give me gift cards at the time. And then I met with Marcy afterwards, and she talked about how we can try and do fundraising, how Walmart can assist and give us even more money. And she taught me how to write some grants. And I didn't know this. Walmart gives away $1 million a day, right, in donations, which blew my mind. Because I, you know, you kind of think of them as a big box store that doesn't want to give back to the community. And
not the
whatever.
Case.
No, it's not even close to the case. So in meeting with the managers, Walmart has given us, I'm going to say, if I threw like a horseshoe at it, around $10,000 to $12,000 a year through the grants and grant funding. And then on top of that, when we go there, we're getting free winter clothing on top of our $150. So a child can get gloves, boots, jackets, hats if they need it. And Walmart just clips the tag
Wow.
free. I don't pay for it. And so I'm able to outfit these kids with clothing to help keep them warm in the
Oh.
wintertime. Right? Yeah, and I'm thinking to myself, like, how amazing is this organization, right? And they give us a whole section of the lawn and garden center, almost at every store. They put out goodies for the kids. They put out food for the officers. I have a photo booth. Did I tell you I have a photo booth? I have a photo booth that I acquired because I kept renting a photo booth for the ugly sweater party. And I'm like, how much? They're expensive, by the
I
way.
know.
They're like, I'm like, how much is this? Because I keep paying, like, I think it's paying like $800. So I'm like, well, I don't plan on having the ugly sweater party go away. So like 4 years ago, I bought a photo booth. So we take the photo booth and we're taking pictures with these kids. They're making silly faces. The officers, like, I can't believe how well they interact and how goofy they're willing to be with the kids. So it's awesome. And it's like each day, because it takes 6 days. I don't know if I told you, we go to each Walmart in Westmoreland County, which there's six of, and we set it all up the night before, and then we go down there that morning, and then we're there for 2, 3, 4 hours with the kids, taking them shopping. So it's exciting. It's like an event in itself, and it's a lot of fun. And seeing the officers and their faces and the smiles, I feel like the police officers get just as much or more out of it than the kids, because I'm fortunate enough to be going into schools and dealing with old folks, senior citizen homes, and having good conversations with good people most of the day as a basically a public service, a public speaker, whatever you want to call my job. And I'm fortunate in that regard. The guys and girls on the road, they're not doing that. They're seeing the negative all day long.
All day.
Yeah. So when they get a chance to pluck a kid or two from their yearly activities, and now then they get to take them shopping, or just get to participate in general with shopping because maybe they didn't have a kid to nominate. They're like kids in the candy store, hanging out with these kids, and I think it brings joy to them. And there'll be police officers I see that are literally there on their own time and will stop at all six of the events to make sure they get there to help us take kids shopping and to interact with them and to spend time with the kids.
And it's not just the state police, right?
Oh no, not even close. We had 26 different police departments participate last year.
Sick.
26, yep. And I encourage and ask them to show up. They have the same business cards. I give out the business cards at the chiefs of police meetings, so they have the same opportunity to go to any type of call that they deem necessary to try and assist the kid, right?
How do you keep track of all that? Does it during the year or
It's a
does it all
logistical
hit at one
nightmare.
time?
Oh, it's pretty much a November thing. I
Okay.
asked them in November to try and give me a head count because I need to know how much money we're spending so I don't go broke. Because I almost did that once too. But so it's a numbers game for me. And then I try to assist we'll call it the community, and like community helpers, maybe is a better way to put it. So I'll take in recommendations or referrals from Children and Youth Services, from some of the guidance counselors, right?
Yeah,
Yeah,
they're
exactly, right. From different facets. But the police officers have first shot at it because they actually did a call with a kid, right? So I want to get those numbers first. And then once I have those numbers all hashed out, then I'll take and I'll know that, hey, we could afford another 100 kids or so. So that's when I'll go to those other ancillary services, if that makes sense.
yes, makes total sense. And that's the way to do it. And then you try to get to a number. Do you remember how many you started with and then how many you worked up to last year?
Sort of embarrassing, but yeah, I took 20 kids with $50.
20 kids with 50
20 kids
bucks
with
each.
$50, and the joke was, make sure you have money on you because there's not much you can get Walmart for $50, and you can't tell the little kid no. So that was the ongoing joke, and so now we're taking 500 kids, right? And we're spending $150, and yeah, and it's not it's and to be honest with you, there's more of a need. But we've been trying to limit it. We're really diligent on trying to make sure we don't have like repeat customers. We can't be Santa Claus every year because we just can't afford it. And we try and make sure that we hold the limit to school age children because we really want them to have the memory, right, of us being together. So taking a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old, as much as they might need something, it's really not. We're really not the best organization for them because we're taking them with us. So it's tough to walk around with a 2-year-old or 3-year-old and just what randomly pick out items, right? So like that's not what we're about. We're about making memories and building relationships and building bridges in the community. And that's why we do it the way we do it. I'm not opposed to taking an 18-year-old high school kid. We've taken those kids and they'll blow your mind. They need a mattress. They need curtains. They need health and beauty aid items. That's the things they're concerned about because they under food. It's not uncommon. It's not, in fact, every Walmart we go to, we end up purchasing food because they want to have Christmas trees, right? Like it's a wake up call. It really is. And the older kids, a lot of times, are the ones that are needing or asking to have those types of items. And you wouldn't think of that, right? You think of toys. Just all you think of toys, toys, toys. No, it's not that. It really isn't. And once we got deep into the program, that's when I realized there's other things we can be doing, and we are, and we're doing them now. And I'm fortunate.
If somebody wants to get involved, what are all the ways they can connect with the organization?
Yeah. So, WestmorelandShopAtTheCop.org is our website. We're going to have a whole revamp coming up of all of that. Oh, did I tell you we got a building?
You got a building.
I got a building. I'm going to have a volunteer day coming up. It looks like we're headed towards next month. I'm right now. I'm battling it out to get permits and stuff to dig trenches and get water and sewer. And I had people that would volunteer to actually do that. The casino has a volunteer day that they need to actually have their people be a part of. And they've said that they want to send 20 some of their employees Perfect. To come over and help paint and clean up and Wonderful. Do things around of our building. So, and then we're going to put that out to the rest of the community. I've had people that have volunteered. They've been cutting the grass during this crazy weather that we've been dealing with. So I'm super pumped and excited about that.
Good.
So I'll keep you informed as I get closer to hammering out a day.
But that information would be on the website.
It'll be on the website, and 100%.
Social media.
Social media, yeah. We're Shop at the Cop NPO. Definitely, we're a good follow on there. Yes. We definitely have updated information. We use that to promote all of our activities and things that we're going to have upcoming. So that's a good way to follow us. Heck, if you want to call me at the barracks, don't dial 911, right? The direct dial into my office is 724-832-6485. That's a direct dial into my office. I won't make you call the main number.
3288.
3288 is the main number. Yes, I saw. Yeah. 3288 is the main number. I'm not going to make you call that. You could direct dial straight into my office, and we could have a conversation about anything you want when it comes to Shop with a Cop.
That is amazing. So golf outing registration will open shortly after the 4th of July.
Yep.
Okay. Because this will be on, 4th of July weekend. So shortly after the 4th of July, you can jump on social media on Facebook or jump on the website.
Yes.
You can print off that registration form. You just fill it out, drop it in the mail, and it'll come right to you with a check.
Yes.
And that fills up pretty quickly. So you want to go ahead and get that in. There's always room for sponsorships. There's always room for in-kind donations to the golf outing. And then you can follow that through the season. And especially when it gets closer to Christmas, we always do this another push to help people who want to donate for Christmas. So
I'm there for that push.
It's great. It's wonderful. So the golf outing date again is?
We are going to be at Champion Lakes on the 8th of September, which is the Monday after Labor Day.
And do you have a price?
$150 a person.
Okay.
And that basically covers you for the day. If you want to just bring up an extra $25, we give a goodie package that covers all of the extra activities that happen on the golf course. But $150 gets you on the golf course, gets you a homemade breakfast where we actually cook you breakfast, a homemade lunch where we have some amazing food that's brought up, a filet dinner, but there's some alternatives if you're not a meat eater. And you'll be able to get all of that and a round of golf and hang out with us and help a great cause.
State Trooper Steve Lamani and Shop with a Cop. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy.
And I'm your favorite guest that got moved up during the break.
Take care.